Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
You're listening to Hashtag No Filter on Revolver. Hashtag No Filter. And today's episode is actually going to be a mini series. So today I'm recording with the one and only Jewel the Bee, Julianne Ochereau, but you probably all know her as Jewel the Bee. And we are actually going to be bringing you a Hap Bee Hour with the Jewels on Hashtag No Filter every Friday throughout the COVID crisis. So we're very excited to bring you episodes to hopefully make you smile and laugh and feel like you're just hanging out with some girlfriends, because right now we unfortunately can't hang out with girlfriends. So it's a really fun episode as always. I'm so happy to have Jewel back and I think you're going to love it. So without further ado, here is episode 72 of Hashtag No Filter with Jewel the Bee. How are you, Jewel?
I'm breathing.
I feel like every day that's kind of like an achievement.
I got to tell you something. I'm achieving a lot over here.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm ruling my little mini kingdom.
Yeah,
in a cloud of Clorox.
Wait, give us a picture, actually, of a day in the life.
If you ask me my typical day, I'm going to rip your eyeballs out.
Right now, I want to know what it looks like, because you're Magda 2.0.
It's a fucking mess. I can't even say that it's controlled mess. It's an effort to control the mess. I'm holed up in the master bedroom right now, like fetal position on the window seat after a few technical difficulties.
Just
we're on it.
Right.
But it's controlled mess, and my form of control, my drug of choice, is control and cleaning.
Right.
And I have spun myself into Magda 2.0.
So you are,
but she's sober and I'm not.
Right. But you're not only Magda, you're running a diner, as many mothers are running. You're running a diner, a laundromat, everything.
You know, so the kids are sort of on their own for the bulk of the day.
Right.
And then the restaurant opens at night and it doesn't close until 12:30 a.m.
It stays open late. That's a really great restaurant.
It stays open really fucking late. And I don't give a rat's ass, because until it's perfect and the floor is the way my bare feet like need to feel the wood floor, and there's not a crumb, not a drop of grease, I wouldn't be able to sleep anyway.
Right.
So I back out of the kitchen at 12:30 a.m. on my hands and knees in a pool of white distilled vinegar. And then I throw myself into the shower, and then the kids and I we're watching TV at 1 a.m. and Baz is, trying to sleep to be ready for work.
Right.
It's the most fucked up, abnormal, new normal.
Ever.
Ever.
So and obviously you and I talk 17 times a day, but for everyone listening, how has your mood been through all this? Like, how are you coping? Like, how the fuck are you handling it?
If you asked my husband. I mean, I think it would depend on who you ask. Lost my shit today. Lost my shit on Barry. Lost my shit on the kids. You know, this is I've always prided myself on the fact that, like, my kids clear the dishes from the dinner table without really without being asked.
Right.
This is a whole different level of pitching in and being a team player and living like a little bit, you know, in like our little commune, you know, / kibbutz.
Right.
We haven't seen anyone in weeks.
We really
haven't seen anybody other than one girlfriend who dropped off wine. Thank God for Olivia. And my garbage man, Travis, who I keep looking over my shoulder to make sure that Travis is driving up the driveway today. Because that's my, as long as the garbage is being picked up, I'm okay.
Right. And you're like stocked with groceries. Like you're in a decent place in that regard. Like you've been cooking on camera, which obviously people are loving and needing recipes more than ever.
And I feel, you know, I have mixed feelings about that. But I think, you know, as long as I'm tuning in as much to the world as I can in terms of like my own level of anxiety. So I read my NewYorkTimes.com. I read my CNN.com and then I'm out. I'm out for the rest of the day. I read in the morning and then I can't unless there's a press conference or something that you send me or Baz sends me. I'm out. I have to be okay for my kids. I have to sort of, rule the roost over here.
Right.
You know, Baz is like holed up in the back office, you know, doing his thing.
Right.
And I'm
You're running the household, right?
Yeah. And I'm spinning and creating and still trying to create content.
And you are. And we need to discuss, actually, sorry to cut you off, new website that I helped create. But
your brilliancy and your genius headed this up.
But new website during the COVID.
I know, it's fucking crazy.
But
and
it's amazing.
Sort of in this insane way, you know, on the one hand, it's the worst timing on earth. And on the other hand,
I think it's the best
needed
timing.
And people are at home and people are watching and more tuned in than ever. And the website, you know, hit its 1 year birthday.
Yep.
It's 1 year anniversary since it launched last year on my birthday.
Yep.
And it needed a revamp.
Exactly.
And you and I, you know, put our heads together and figured out what was being used and what was sort of lying dormant and not, you know, really not needing to be there anymore. And it was really an exercise in, you know, we've been working together now for a while.
Right, right.
And it was, you know, it's 1 year later, I'm so thrilled that it stuck.
Yep.
And that people are loving it, but it just needed like
a refresh.
A little bit of plastic surgery.
Right. Just a little.
Just
like a little Botox. Like a little.
Right. Sort of like what I need right now.
And honestly, I put this on my Instagram the other day. Are your hands, we haven't talked about this in detail. Are your hands so dry and cracked that you look like a 97-year-old woman?
My hands are the least of the issue.
Really?
And I try very hard not to show my hands on camera, actually. It upsets me. I don't care that I'm working hard. I really don't. Mm-hmm. I don't like looking like a 97-year-old.
I know.
I'm not that vain. Like,
right.
I'm so fine with getting out of the shower and, like, literally being in a towel and no makeup and a wet head. I don't give a fuck about that.
Right, right, okay.
Roots and bleeding hands and, fucking age spots. I'm not okay with that. This is bad.
And how about the fact that, yes, guys, this is weird, but Jewel and I, our cycles are kind of synced, which is creepy, but we're both getting our periods like next Thursday, and we're both going to be cunts.
I might actually just invite my children and my husband to leave. You know what? It's okay. Go to grandma's or go. Here's a tent. Maybe actually they might stick me in the tent. The
Maybe
red
you
tent.
Should go. But can you imagine
that
like
red?
PMS
so
during
bad.
PMS during the Rona is essentially like asking for death.
Yeah, see, I don't have PMS anymore.
Interesting.
I just have MS times 100. There is no pre. There's no warning.
Oh.
It's just, yeah.
So, okay, yeah, so I don't know, not really speaking of PMS, but it reminded me because we were talking about like more TMI stuff. So people are saying that in 9 months, like there's going to be this like baby boom, like the coronials or
right.
something.
Right.
Do you like, Abby, I don't think you're looking to have more children, but do you think people are having more, like, are you having more sex right now?
No.
Do you think, I know that, but do you think other people are like, let's talk about actually your article. This actually is great segue.
If Barry knew how to do like a great French braid, he would be getting laid left, right, and center.
My friend, actually, her husband.
Until he cleans the toilet or can figure out how to do my roots. He's fucked.
My friend's husband was vacuuming and she was like, he is getting laid tonight because he is vacuuming.
Oh. 100%. And when, right, yeah, that, yeah.
But he's, not, but Baz isn't doing that.
Baz is doing, listen, Baz gets up every morning. He does a Peloton workout right now, which right. is, you know, which is really good for him. I feel like, you know, to be in some form of yes. a routine and to have to work from home and like really work from home is really a challenge.
Yeah.
So he gets up, he works out. By the time I go into the kitchen, the dishwasher has been unloaded.
Oh.
The coffee has been made.
Wait, by Baz? This is Baz?
This is Baz. The dishwasher has been unloaded. The coffee has been made. And a mug has been left out for me.
with coffee in it? Like, ready for you to...
No. But, like, so I don't have to reach for a mug.
Oh.
A thoughtful, you know, empty mug, like my favorite mug, has been left out for me. On occasion, I'll get really lucky, and he's already walked Norman.
Oh, well, on those days, right. I feel like he might get laid.
He deserves to get laid.
Right, but it's...
For those days.
Right.
But also every day, like, I find his fucking Peloton, you know, dirty fucking water bottle, like, like in the bathroom.
Oh, no, or, Baz. Like,
his Peloton sweaty-ass biker shorts are, you know, just on the floor of the laundry room. If I left a trail of breadcrumbs to the laundry room, he could not, he wouldn't, if I held a gun to his head, he would not be able to work the machine.
Like he does, that is not his thing.
Has no idea, or is faking it.
Oh, I bet he could be faking it, come on.
He might be faking it.
Myrna needed to teach him that, I guess. Or he.
I don't think Myrna ever did.
Okay, wait, so speaking of sex and all that, you wrote an article yeah. recently that blew up. People had a lot of, not a lot of feelings about it, just it resonated with so many and it jived with so many. And it was your most recent Ask the Bee about a young, wonderful woman, I'm sure, who is kind of falling for a guy, but due to the coronavirus, she can't really see him.
Right.
So will you, for people that haven't read it yet, which everyone go fucking read it, will you sum up, like, a lot of people are going through this.
Well, I think, look, we're all being tested yep. right now. And all of our relationships are being challenged. And, you know, I feel for the young and the single who are trying to meet and connect yeah. and get to the next point in their lives that they feel they should be at right now. And I get that. And I respect that. And I'm sad for everybody right now.
Yeah.
That said, I feel like every day, something happens, you know, something is put in front of my path that sort of shakes me back down to reality. Mm-hmm. And that is, so I don't mean to like, I'm not going to preach about how fortunate we all are and let's all count our right. blessings and all of the rest of it, although we really truly should.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, yesterday I saw there was some woman's heartbroken face. It was just a close-up of her freckled, adorable face, her wedding ring, you know, finger, her, that hand covering her eyes. This was a woman who's been going through infertility. And it was her, this was the week to go for her.
Jeez.
You know, for the, like, the egg
right,
implant.
Retrieval or whatever,
embryo
right.
implant or, and it's all been canceled.
Right, right.
All of this has been canceled. Like, there are people who cannot get to Sloan Kettering for right. cancer treatments. So while I sympathize with the 28-year-old adorableness who has had 3 dates and feels that she has fallen hard and wants to get to that next step, and all of a sudden there's this huge, ugly roadblock.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, it's a little bit of, hold on a second, get over yourself.
Yep.
You have phone, you have FaceTime, you have Skype, you have, you know, God willing, a refrigerator and a freezer stocked with food.
Right.
You probably, you know, have a family in Chappaqua. Like, let's get a fucking grip.
Right.
Right?
100%. But it's hard when you're in it, especially, I mean, not that she's so young. I'm not even, what, I'm 8 years older than her. We're not going to say her name because this is all, it's all anonymous on Ask the Bee.
It goes into the vault. And by the way, I'm not trying to be judgy, but I am going to keep it real. Like, this particular girl lives 20 blocks away, you know, from this guy that she was, you know, that she, you know, feels that she's sort of falling for. Take the 10 block walk.
Right.
Have him take the 10 block walk. Flash him your tits from across the street if you want to. But please stay the fuck home at the end of the day. And by the way, at the end of 3 dates, in the general scheme of reality, you have no idea if that other person, what that other person is doing in their life.
Yep.
If that person is, you're probably not at a point of monogamy.
Correct.
At that point in time after 3 dates. So, like, let's all just calm down and take it back to ground zero for a moment and understand that this also could be the greatest romantic opportunity ever presented to you if you play your cards right.
I think it's great, though. It forces you to slow down. It forces you to get to know each other without the physical component.
Yeah.
What's so bad about that?
There is a level of intimacy that is up for grabs.
Right, right.
And it doesn't mean you're gonna necessarily stand the test of time.
Mm-mm.
But exactly what you just said, there is an opportunity to pump the brakes and slow down and really get to know someone on a deeper level. And the physical aspect will be waiting for you on the other side of this. You can jump each other's bones and not be putting your grandparents at risk or somebody else's infant at risk.
Correct. And if the physical component, when you do reunite in a few, whenever the fuck all this ends, isn't there, then good. Then you didn't waste.
Right.
Good.
Right.
Good. And
then you didn't wake up the next morning feeling, you know, like a dirty whore.
Like a slut. And hello.
And
like,
it wasn't even worth it. Right. Right.
But also, I don't think I would ever be comfortable with FaceTime sex because I think it's a little odd. But go have FaceTime sex. Go do your thing.
I would have 3 chins.
Right. I would just be awkward. So I just feel, but you can, if that's your thing, go do it.
There's so many opportunities in all of this right now. I've never hustled as hard as I'm hustling now.
Yep.
And it's not an accident. On the one hand, I think this whole experience is ripe for depression.
Yep.
Anxiety escalating, a feeling of, you know,
isolation,
imposed isolation.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But if everybody, I run the risk of being preachy, and not everybody, you know, is living with their husband and their, you know, 2 healthy boys and their dog the way that I am.
Right.
And again, that's a point where I have to stop and say, how lucky am I?
Right.
I need to stop being a raging bitch. Or you can fling open the door.
Right.
And embrace it.
Right. And right now, you got
that's
it.
That's what I'm doing.
Exactly.
Yeah, the door is flung open. I'm staring at the woods, but the door is flung open.
But don't
open.
You feel also like, in a way, it's brought you, this might come off cheesy, whatever, but it is what it is. But it, like, hasn't it brought you closer? Like, I feel like I'm, like, you and I, we always were talking 15 times a day, but now we're, like, talking 25 times a day. Like, I feel like it's brought people closer.
Oh, I think this is going to shake out character and realness and, you know, for me now more than ever, and I've always been a person who enjoys being by myself in the woods with the door
Same,
closed.
Right?
I sort of speak COVID-19
I
language.
I speak introversy. Is that a word? Introvertedness?
100% I do. I am an introvert in a lot of ways.
Same.
But this is going to shake out, you know, the people that you respect.
Yep.
The people who, you know, who you value and who you pick up the phone and you call and you really long to connect with.
Yep. And you might have a meltdown with, and you might.
And you, right. Correct.
And there's
not a lot of room for fluff right now. Exactly. I don't have a lot of room for fluff when I'm cleaning fucking 5 toilets.
Correct.
There's just not a lot of room.
I mean, I'm on a group text every day, which I know it's just texting, but it's a way to stay connected with my immediate family.
I know. And your family is the fucking cutest.
Your family's the cutest.
But I mean, like, your extended family, like, you know, the way that you are with your parents and your sister-in-laws. And,
right. You're getting in on the really group text lovely. Soon. You're going to get in on the family text soon.
I want in.
You want in. Okay, wait. There's another thing I want to bring up. We're only going to talk about it for a minute because it sort of makes me vomit a little bit in my chest.
Okay.
We were talking about phone sex, phone sex, FaceTime sex. There's a thing, a couple public service announcements that have come out from the New York City Department of Health, Department of whatever it is, about, you know where I'm going with this, because Baz sent you an article the other night that you then sent to me, and then I proceeded to share it in my family text. Okay, I can't, well, I mean, just to Joanna and just to my brother and sister-in-law. But what in a
nutshell? We're in a very sad place. This just makes me sad.
I'm going to try to explain in a very like politically correct way. So there was a New York City Department of Health notice that came out saying, you know, which is very fair about sex and how to be safe during this time and yada, yada, yada. And one of the things in bold was no rimming.
Don't say it.
And rimming, for those who don't know, okay, again, trying to be there, is when you entertain the area where you go number two, basically. So, but it kept being talked about, and Jewel and I lost our shit. Pun intended.
No pun intended.
So, in a nutshell, like, again, no pun intended, being very, like, you know, PC, like, what are your thoughts on rimming?
I could not believe was it in the New York Post?
It was everywhere.
It was like, I literally just, I felt Lady Liberty taking her torch and just beating herself in the head with it, taking her crown and just flinging it across the Hudson River. Really? We have to be told that licking someone's asshole is not a nice, clean thing to do?
I mean, even when it's not the Rona happening, you should never lick another person's where they shit.
Look,
I'm sorry. Play with your fingers down there if you really want, but, like, don't lick it.
I'm slapping my knee. I'm pouring more wine.
Me too.
I can't.
Okay.
I am the furthest thing from a prude.
Of course.
I know I refer to myself as Nana all the time. I'm really not. Like,
You're not.
I get down and dirty with the best of them.
Yeah, she does.
Not in that area. Mm-mm. No, sir.
No, sir.
Okay, so moving on. sex. So
please
the other thing that people are very that's like a hot topic is that people have been drinking more, and myself included. I actually asked you last night on the phone. I was like, Jewel, I have had wine every fucking day since this started. Have you? And you said yes, except for like 3 hours one day I was sober, or like as a joke. But
no, because I was afraid I had the Rona in that 3 hour period. There was a little bit of a scratchy throat. I felt like a little run down, and I was like, I best not.
Right. But otherwise,
the minute,
like,
I realized in that 24 hour period that I did not have COVID, I went.
You went
right
back
to Kim
to
Crawford,
the bottom.
Right back to her.
So yours is
right,
Kim Crawford. Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc.
But either Kim Crawford, or I'm going right for the really expensive champagne.
Oh, okay.
No bottle is off limits right now.
Right, correct. You go into the good stuff now.
I'm a red wine girl too. Don't get me wrong. Like, today's Friday, right?
It might not be Friday.
Shabbat. Baz will pour red wine tonight, and I will drink that shit down like it's Perrier.
So I'm drinking a lot more than normal, and it's really, yeah. Like, what's your eating system? Like, I feel like people want to know this. You're cooking beautiful meals. Oh. What are you eating? Like, are you being healthy?
No, I don't want to say that I'm being healthy. I mean, look, I'm trying to be healthy in that I'm trying to do things that support my body and support my immune system.
Correct.
I really am.
Correct.
Alcohol aside. Alcohol
except for the big one.
Fully weakens your immune system, and I don't give a rat's ass.
Correct.
So that I'm not interested in. You shut the fuck up. Anybody who's going to tell me not to drink, I want no part of you.
Oh, I want no part of you. Like, you're dead to me.
No part of you. Fuck off. Go meditate.
Go meditate.
Right.
And rub your chakras.
That said, I'm not so much eating to be healthy, but I am eating in a very sort of Nana World War II kind of way. Like, I keep hearing Audrey Hepburn. Oh. Audrey Hepburn spoke about how people would say to Audrey Hepburn her whole life, how do you stay so thin? Mm. And she would say, I survived World War II. Like,
right.
Everything was very mindful. Nothing was taken for granted.
Right.
Nothing was thrown away, and nothing was in abundance. So don't get me wrong. I'm not rationing the pasta yet.
But you could.
But I'm aware of the fact that there is, you know, that I made too much the other night.
Right.
And that there is a Tupperware of pasta in the refrigerator that hasn't been eaten. It's now on day, now it's day two. It wasn't everybody's favorite, you know, tomato sauce. And who the fuck cares? Like,
right.
How fucking lucky are we
right.
that there is a Tupperware of expensive, high-fiber pasta
right.
with not your favorite fucking sauce in the Tupperware. And tonight, it will be reheated, and it will go on the table as a side dish.
And they will eat it.
I hope it will be consumed.
No, but that's how I am. Like, for me, I'm, you know, I live in an apartment, and it's not, it's not a big house. And in my cabinet, I have tuna fish, and I have like two cans left. I'm literally planning out, okay, so I guess I'll have one for lunch tomorrow. Then I have to somehow figure out grocery shit. It's very, like, again, it puts a lot into perspective.
It puts a tremendous amount into perspective. And, you know, at Barry's grandmother was like the most beloved, respected matriarch.
Yeah.
And at her funeral, one of Barry's cousins spoke about how when he was a little boy, he was walking on the streets of New York by his grandmother's office building, and I don't remember if he stepped over a nickel that was lying in the ground.
Yeah.
I think he stepped over this, you know, this shiny, perfectly good, you know, obviously perfectly mm-hmm. good nickel
mm-hmm.
that was lying in the middle of the sidewalk. And she said to him, you know, insert name, what are you doing? Why didn't you stop and pick that up? And his response to her was, it's only a nickel. Like, who cares?
Right.
And she ripped him a new one
right.
and taught him in that moment, how dare you disrespect the value of that penny, that nickel.
Right.
That nickel in your pocket can turn into 25 cents, can turn into a dollar,
right.
can turn into $50. And she absolutely took him down verbally, and he never forgot it.
Right.
And I have that sort of, you know, ringing in my head. I mean, look, we're all going to come out okay. We're all going to be fine. These, you know, for the vast majority of certainly listening to this podcast,
right.
we have high class problems over here that the housekeeper isn't showing up.
Right.
And
or
well
that our roots aren't
that.
Done. Right.
And that our roots aren't done. But it does. I do think that if you are a person of substance,
mm-hmm.
it does make you stop and think. And I hope to God that I hope that I'm a person of substance. And I
100%.
Hope that while I'm a wind up asshole on camera, I hope that also it's being tempered with, the reality of the situation and right. what I'm trying to impart, you know, to my kids.
And I think, and because people know, and you and I are similar in that way, people know we're good people at the core. We care. It's not that we're trivializing the coronavirus, but we're also trying to bring lightness and like your cooking makes people happy. And my makes people happy. Like, I mean, you know, we hope, but
look, when I'm down to one potato, I don't know that I'm singing and dancing on camera to Madonna.
But it's one day at a time. Like I can wait.
Last night we have one more apple left. And literally I thought I was going to shit in my pants because the last time I went to Trader Joe's was this fucking shit show.
Well, and you thought you got the coronas.
That was my happy place at one point in time. Now it's like, scary.
I just missed running errands. I went to the drive-thru. I put on my Instagram. Also, I went to the drive-thru pharmacy yesterday, and I was like fucking high on life. I was so excited.
I hear you. I really do. And, you know, I feel for all of us right now. Yeah. And yet... we're not in Milan hanging off of our balconies, you know, of our 400 square foot apartment with a dead husband inside.
I can't.
Because that shit is actually going on.
And it kills me. And so you transitioning to, a lot of people listening have kids. I do not, so I can't really speak to this, except I did read a book to them yesterday, to your children. You can go on my Instagram and see it.
I heard that. I don't like that all of those kids can now call you Angie.
No, only Madden and Dex.
Very territorial, very jealous.
Only Matt and Dex and my immediate family. Everyone else, you can fuck off.
That's right.
No, but so your kids are older, so it's a little different, but it's still what a lot of mothers, including yourself on days, are losing their fucking minds. My sister-in-law, Joanna, has two boys that are a lot younger than Madden and Dex. I can't imagine what, do you have any sort of words of wisdom to get through this?
No.
One day at a time and breathe.
It's one day at a time. Sometimes it's 1 hour at a time. And, you know, most people have been quarantined for 2 weeks now.
Right.
We have been quarantined for three because my kid's school was closed before, you know, my kid's school was closing at the time that all of the universities were closing.
Right.
Because my kids go to a day school that is also an international boarding school.
Right.
They don't board. They're still, you know, too young and they're at home. But their school had to make decisions really almost as if, you know, they're a university. So in any case, we've been holed up for a full week longer than most. And on the one hand, I think that what your sister-in-law is dealing with is far more challenging than what I'm dealing with because she doesn't have two little boys who are independent.
Right.
You know, Madden and Dexie are relatively independent. They can make themselves breakfast.
They can shower alone.
They can shower alone. Right. It's not bath time at night.
Right.
And they can go for a 20-minute, you know, ride on their scooters and then come back.
Right.
And we haven't started remotely schooling them yet. That begins next week, next Tuesday. That's going to be a whole different
And we'll be talking about that when we do this next the next time we do a podcast.
God willing.
Yes. but it's kind of like you've had moments like, today Madden was on the computer helping us like get set up and he seemed like in great spirits, but I imagine the kids have moments too. It's challenging.
It's really challenging. And I look at, you know, I don't remember if I was telling, I think I was telling you, you know, earlier today, yesterday was the first time that I cried.
Yeah.
I haven't cried at all. There's, you know, from my perspective, there's really nothing to cry about right now. Everybody that I know and love is safe and
knock
healthy
on wood,
and
knock
okay.
On wood. Yep.
Right? Touch wood. That's my reality right now.
Yep.
I went to do a load of laundry that had been, you know, pushed to the this is not an important load of laundry pile, like the 3,000th load of laundry. And it was the kids' dress code. Clothing that they had worn on the last day that they were at school, like Madden's khakis and a collared shirt.
Oh.
And I lost it. I lost it in the laundry room. And not because of anything other than this is not what my 13-year-old's reality should be right now. This is not what my 11-year-old's reality should be right now. They should be at school. Yep. They should be navigating girls at 13 years old. They should be socializing at lunchtime. Yes. They should be, you know, learning the lessons that you learn at school as a middle schooler. The middle school years are the fucking worst.
Yep.
But we're all better people because we went through them.
Their hardest, their most stressful moment should be like, oh, where do I sit at the lunch table? They shouldn't have to fucking deal with a pandemic. And I was talking about this with my mom, like, because I was talking about my nephews and anyone else, any other kid. Adults can get through this. Adults have more tools. Kids, this is really awful. I mean, it's awful for everyone.
My kids are shocking me.
Yeah.
At really, truly at how amazing they are. Mm-hmm. I want to kill them a few times throughout the day.
Fair.
But for the most part, they're really amazing me in terms of their ability to sort of rise to the occasion. I mean, again, school hasn't started yet.
Right, right. So we'll see.
This is hard stuff that's going on. And it's not pleasant 24 hours in my household. And I do lose my shit.
And it's okay to cry.
And it's okay to cry. But the sun is out.
Yep.
And, you know, it's not 18 degrees in January.
Right.
And
you have food in your pantry and you have, so.
Yeah. I mean, not only do we have food in our pantry, but like if my kids want a bowl of ice cream, they can have that.
Right.
You got to kind of keep your eye on the prize.
Perspective.
And know that this is going to pass.
No, perspective. So
then again, that YouTube video that you sent me this morning rocked my fucking world.
Wait, which one? The cleaning one?
Yes.
Yeah, there was one. I'm sure a lot of you have seen
it. The actual
Right. There is a YouTube video. I'm sure a lot of you have seen it. It's all over Instagram.
You need to post that, Julie. It's literally like a public service announcement.
Who sent me that? I can't remember. Anyway, but it basically shows you in 13 minutes how you should be disinfecting your groceries and your takeout orders. And it's like...
It's the most boring, depressing 13 minutes of your life. But at the end of it, you're like, holy fuck.
He's Monica.
Oh my God, the next time I go to the grocery store, like I've been doing it, I haven't been doing it all wrong, but I've been doing a lot wrong.
Yeah. No, it's a lot. So so here, we actually didn't say this, but we'll say it now before we go into this last part that I want to do. So Jewel and I are planning, and look, the world seems like it's ending some days and we can't necessarily commit to this, but we're going to fucking try. We are planning on doing a happy hour, right? Like what we are doing with the Jewels on hashtag no filter every week throughout the coronavirus. Okay. Now, before we fully wrap up, what are you cooking next for the people? What's going to be...
Well, tonight I'm cooking for when you say the beeple.
Well, I really, the beeple.
I've got ground turkey defrosting right now in the kitchen, and that will probably be, you know, just some form of a meatball tonight.
Okay. But the next recipe, can we give a little, you know, hint?
Well, the next recipe, last night I made a chicken soup. I defrosted an entire chicken, a whole chicken.
Yep.
Baz wasn't feeling very good and we were a little
bit. But not the Rona.
Well, we were, anytime anybody has a sniffle, I'm like, is it the Rona?
Of course.
You don't know. It does not appear to be the Rona. He's feeling great today.
Great.
But I did make like a huge batch of chicken soup last night, but I wound up doing like a Greek twist on it.
Right.
And loading it up with lemon and garlic. Staying away from like the traditional Jewish chicken soup just to give it a little bit of interest.
Yep.
So that's going to be the next recipe on the site.
There's a really good Ask the Bee coming Wednesday.
Oh, it's going to be good.
It's really good. So
if everybody can sort of take themselves out of Corona mode.
Correct.
I think it'll be a nice sort of juicy distraction.
Yeah. But go to the website, right? And follow Actual
Bee. Yeah, and write into Ask the Bee.
Yeah, yeah. No, and we're going to be doing this, like I said. Hold us to it every week. Happy hour with the Jewels on hashtag no filter. Right?
Cheers.
Well, I hope everyone enjoyed this. Do you think everyone enjoyed it?
I hope so. show. I enjoyed it.
I loved it. Well, cheers.
Norman's had the best nap of the day.
Norman's happy. Cheers to everyone. I'm on my third glass of wine.
Cheers, everyone.
And Jewel might
just
be on
everybody
hers.
Stay well. Stay healthy.
Yes.
And stay connected.
Yes. Yes. We're here. Like, I've just DM'd with people I've never DM'd with in my life. Just connecting. I mean, it's you have to reach out. Anyway, we love you all. And we will be back soon. And there you have it. Hope you loved this episode, this first episode in the series, the Happy Hour with the Jewels series. And for some of the future episodes, we're going to ask for questions and topics that you would like us to talk about. So we will certainly be asking for that on Instagram. So definitely follow both of us. You can, of course, follow Jewel at JewelTheBee. And you can always follow me at ByJulieLauren. And we can't wait to talk to you. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you're hanging in there, and I'll talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, America, Christopher Hahn here, the Aggressive Progressive Podcast. What is with the president and the right-wing echo chamber encouraging these AstroTurf protests against stay-at-home orders around the country? It's ridiculous, and it needs to stop. Check out the Aggressive Progressive Podcast wherever you download podcasts.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.